WCQ. This is W8VIJ, Waterford, Michigan.
W8VIJ, KB8RVP.
Yeah, KB8RVP, W8VIJ. Are you able to copy me from this location?
Yeah, Greg. Don't know where you're at, but sound like you're in Waterford to me. Hope you're having a good day. This is Mike here in Fenton.
Yeah, it's been a long time, Mike. I saw the name on the screen here. Thanks for coming back to me. I decided to keep the radio on. I wanted to see if I could hear anybody for a period of time, but doing okay here. Hope you are too. And I think it's, I'll tell you, Happy New Year. It's February 1st today. I didn't even look at my calendar. Time is flying over.
Nope, we got one more day. One more day of January. Yeah, I'm just sitting at my desk working. And sometimes I get a few minutes in between tickets. Everybody on my, we have a board that I can watch. I can see what everybody on my team's working on. Everybody's getting tickets. I'll be next here in a few minutes, but heard you on the scanner. I've got a GRE PSR 800, which actually got converted to a Whistler scanner. And when I sent it in to get it converted to a Whistler scanner, they added the DMR. So I can scan that as well. So really nice. Listen to public service. You can listen to amateur radio. Where I'm at here in Fenton, I can pick up Shiawassee County, Livingston County, Genesee County, and Oakland County. That's pretty unique, too. And heard you throw your call out. Wanted to let you know somebody was listening. Hope everything's good your way, and Happy New Year to you, too. KB8RVP.
Mike, I appreciate that. It's not often anyone comes back. I was thinking of the other guy that I used to hear. He'd show up on some repeaters, local repeaters, but I forgot the guy's call. You know, the old saying, out of sight, out of mind. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, there's Mike, K8MCG, and maybe Harvey, K8RVN. Not sure which one you're referring to, or somebody else. Fred, W8FSM.
It's K8MCG. Over.
Yep, he's still doing good. Doesn't do a lot of driving. Saturday's his driving day. He usually goes over and meets up with Harvey over in Holly, and they go out to lunch or something, and he helps Harvey get his grocery shopping done and heads back, and I usually watch football or something during football season, which coming up pretty quick. It's going to be Super Bowl season here.
Yes, it is. You know that scanner you're talking about, is that a software-defined thing you set up, or is it an actual scanner?
It's an actual handheld scanner. Yeah, I've got two different ones. I have a unit in, and I have the GRE. GRE bought Whistler, or I'm sorry, the other way around. Whistler bought GRE scanners. I've been using those for years. And they had a one-time deal. I think it was $50. You send your GRE scanner in, and they convert it to a Whistler scanner. And they add some more capabilities. Like I say, you can pick up DMR and stuff on the scanner. So it's pretty nice. I've had this one for probably, man, it's got to be getting close to 8 or 10 years.
Yeah, fine business. I think you said you sent it back to put those other mode capabilities in. Did you think that it already had it on it, or why didn't you request it when you purchased it?
Well, when these scanners came out, DMR was just barely anything. Was just starting to come around, and it didn't have it in it. Every few months, they'd have a firmware update you could do to add different things and decode the APCO 25 digital scanning stuff better, and I was on the radio reference forums all the time, and somebody'd say, hey, there's a new update, or there's a new firmware update, but they couldn't do the GRE update for the digital amateur radio unless you sent it in. And then once you sent it in, they actually had to make a hardware change the chip in it or something. And at the same time, it converted to a Whistler scanner, Whistler programming software, the DMR update. And when he got it back, everything was all done. It was like $50, one-time thing, send it in. That was pretty unique for the scanner hobby to be able to do something like that.
WAPIG, I would say so, yeah. I'm amazed that somebody would still do that. And that's great. I mean, the scanner works otherwise, why not? So that was a good investment on your part. Okay, Mike, I won't keep you. I know you're working. I do appreciate you coming back to me. I'm going to go back into the kitchen and start cooking. I'm going to make a spinach omelet. So, yeah, I'll keep the radio on and see if I hear anything else. 7-3, and hope to talk to you again. KDARVP from WAPIJ, Waterford.
Okay. Yeah, I'm getting ready to have some breakfast, too. I got the toaster oven out. My wife made some keto French toast breakfast deal, made it in little muffin cups. It's supposed to be like cinnamon French toast, but it's there's no French toast in it. There's no bread in it. I'm pretty much gluten-free, keto. I'm looking at her recipe here. French toast muffins. 4 eggs, a half a block of cream cheese, baking powder, cinnamon, blend in the bullet mixer, and then she baked them. And I'm just going to warm it up in the toaster oven. You put a little butter on it, and you put a little syrup on it. We got some keto syrup. So that's next best thing to French toast without the toast. Have a good day, Greg. Nice talking to you. 7-3, KV8RVP.
Yeah, okay, Mike, that sounds delicious. And I cut back on on carbs tremendously. Eventually going to eliminate them totally. Sugars are inflammatories in the body, I'm sure you know. And they're the culprits that set up plaque in your blood vessels. It's not the animal fats. Animal fats are good for you. You need it. And the human race has been feeding off that for a long time. 7-3, and you have a great day, WATIJ.
KCAKJ of Mobile Monitoring, statewide one.
KCAKJO, WATIJ, you copy, over.
WATIJ, KCAKJO, sounds great, sir. How's it going?
Yeah, pretty good. I heard you calling. I thought I'd come back to you. Let's see, you're from Memphis, Michigan. I'm located in Waterford Township. I'm about 7 miles west of Pontiac, 35 miles northwest of Detroit. My name is Greg, Golf Romeo.
I know Waterford quite well. And name's Tom, Tango Oscar Mike, KJO.
Yeah, okay, Tom, I may have talked to you before, but it's been a long time. Hope everything's okay there. And currently raining here, not heavily, but it was when I took my wife to work and back. Over.
Oh, yeah, it's pouring rain over here in, where am I at, Lenox? Yeah, Lenox Township. Falling behind a delivery van with its back doors open with cargo, so I don't know if it's frozen chicken or frozen meat.
Yeah, whatever it is, it sounds delicious to me. Well, Tom, I don't mean to cut you off, but I heard you calling, and I just cooked up a breakfast here. I need to eat it, so... Motor safely out there, and we'll get a chance to talk again, I'm sure. WAPIJ, listen up.
WAPIJ, enjoy your breakfast. I'm heading to my office. 73 for now, KKKJ clear, but monitoring.
KADRY, you can call it what it is. This is N6WY, November 6, Whiskey Yankee.
That's your station calling WAPIJ, Waterford, Michigan.
This is N6WY. I don't know if there's another station in there, but N6WY, Statewide 1, in Shelby Township.
Okay, N6WY. Did I get that call right? My call is Whiskey 8 Victor India Julia. You're not in my list, so I'm going to have to update it. Is that a new radio, or You're in Shelby Township. I'm located in Waterford. Go ahead.
That's very interesting, what you told me. It's a very old radio. It's high tariff. And one of those calls that started with one, a DMRID, I should call it, that started with one. And I saw the Brandmeister memo that says, hey, you got to get rid of those one, those IDs that start with one, and get one that starts with a three. So late last night, I updated my radio to have a three. I updated my hotspot first, and it worked fine. You know, I put the, about a week ago, I did that to the hotspot, but I could never get into Brandmeister. I'm using a hotspot right now. And so last night, I updated my radio ID to be a three, start with a three. Over.
Yeah, okay, I copy that. Because I wondered about that. I think I saw something regarding it. And I don't know if you gave me your name, but so if I update my database, you should start to show up again, correct?
Correct. My name is Dave, or David, and D-A-V-E. And I should be there. I got the ID about a week ago from radioid.net, and that was a story in itself, which I won't go into. But I finally got it because they had no record of me. And they finally found it and said, all right, you're good to go. Log in, and we will create a new ID for you with that starts with a 3. And that's what they did. And finally last night, I finally updated this radio so I could get into Brandmeister.
Yeah, very good. Okay. I'm going to have to update the database. I think I've talked to you before, Dave. I remember Shelby Township still. So. Yeah, it's, I don't know. I don't know if it's worth it. I don't have a hotspot. I'm going direct into the repeater. And I see the value in them, especially when you can't get into a repeater. But so far, I'm able to do so. There's not a whole lot of stuff in this area that that works, except for the MI5 WACMN network. I can count on them. They're up and running, so. But until then, I'm not investing in a hotspot. I just I'm putting more money into it. But I will update it, and just thought I'd let you know I'm out here. Good talking to you, and have a great rest of the day. Hope to talk to you again. N6WYW8VIJ73. Help us know.
Yeah, this is N6WY. Can you hold up here, and then I will say 73. So I got to get going also. So I'm going to come back to you in about 10 seconds or less on Mount Clemens.
Yeah, okay. I don't have a problem. I can stand by W8EIJ.
This is N6WY on SAGWIVE 1 going through the Mount Clemens repeater. Are you still there?
Yep, I'm still here. You sound good. Go ahead.
Well, good. I didn't mess up my programming. I prefer to go to the repeater also. And when I'm upstairs in the house, I can easily hit it. And I don't have to wait for the long time out between calls, but I do pause a little bit so other people can break in. So 73s, and thanks for giving me a shout. I think it was W-A-B-I-J. This is N6WY.
Yeah, pausing is a good policy, especially on DMR, see if somebody wants to break in. And I'll say 7-3 to you, and have a good weekend. So I'm going to get a chance to talk to you again. N6WY, W8VIJ.
KKKJO.
NKPP, on statewide 1, NKPP.
KKKJO monitoring. Mobile. KCHKGO Mobile. Statewide 1.
KGHOLL.